Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Well, the first thing to talk about, Rob, is Cam Newton staking his claim. He wants back in the NFL.
Did you wake him in, everybody? Why am I feel like
I did. Okay. I did. He wants back in the NFL, and here's what he had to say. He's going to be – was it today he worked out? Yeah, today he worked out at Auburn's pro day, but here he is talking about it.
Tell me how these randoms – keep getting jobs.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say, I can't wait to say.
I'm seeing a lot of people toiling the idea, and it's official. I will be throwing at Auburn's Pro Day Tuesday. Ain't 32 months better than me, you did.
Rob G, have you heard anything about the Pro Day? What's been out there? Anything?
Nothing as of yet.
Okay. Rob, you want first stab at it? Because I got some stuff to say.
Go ahead. You can say it.
Look, I Cam is done. Now, could he play a minor role with the team? Sure. Nick Wright on First Things First today. Obviously, Mr. Kansas City Chiefs fan. He came out. What do I think could be a good idea? He said, look, Cam could be the backup quarterback there. And as you know, Rob, they don't use Mahomes anymore on quarterback sneaks. Remember, he got hurt a few years ago doing one. So you could bring him in on goal line. You know, you bring him in to sneak and things like that. Okay, fine. And if Mahomes, God forbid, gets hurt, you know, you can find worse backups than Cam Newton. But outside of something like that, Rob, I'm sorry. And I get where Cam's coming from. Because he's not even 34 years old yet. He'll be 34 in May. He's looking at Tom Brady play till he's 45. He's looking at Aaron Rodgers, who's about to turn 40 in December. And obviously he's about to get, you know, a new team with the Jets. He's looking at these guys playing longer. Drew Brees played till what, 42 or something like that. And Cam, Rob, physically looks great. I wouldn't be surprised if he was great at today's pro day because he looks the part. And remember, he looked the part a couple of years ago. He took a year or so to get himself healthy, get his body right, and his body was right. But he just can't produce at a high level anymore. Certainly not on anything remotely close to a consistent basis. Rob, the GOAT gave him a chance. Bill Belichick loved him. Loved him so much in all of New England that he was named a captain almost immediately. That team in 2020, Rob, in New England, had a seventh-ranked defense in the league in terms of points allowed. And yet and still, they went 7-8 with Cam starting. And, Rob, Cam had 8 touchdown passes, 8 in 15 games. We talked about Daniel Jones with 15 and 16 games. He had 8 in 15 games and 10 interceptions. That doesn't work. Then the next year he gets beat out by the rookie Mac Jones. Then he goes to Carolina, his former team. I'm sure they wanted him to do well. Well, Rob, they went 0-5 in the games Cam started. They were 5-7, nothing to celebrate, but still. 5-7 when other guys started. Sam Darnold, who didn't play well. P.J. Walker, who didn't play well. But they still were able to go 5-7 with those guys. Cam, 0-5, completed 54% of his passes. 4 touchdowns, 5 picks in 5 games. This isn't like a few years ago. Remember a few years ago, I think we both thought Cam's not getting the shot that he deserves. Not that we expected, at least me, I didn't expect huge things from him, but I thought he should get a shot. But could he be a backup? Yeah, I think he's good enough to be a backup somewhere. The thing is, he is a celebrity to some degree, and sometimes you don't want your backup to be a celebrity, a lot of times, to be honest. And so I just don't think he has anything really left. Certainly not as a starter, Rob. So, you know, that's my take on Cam.
Yeah, I don't have an issue if he wants to play and wants to be a backup. We've seen guys get these opportunities to stick around. The only guy that really sticks out to me the most, especially when you talk about a black quarterback, Chris, who was once a starter and gets a chance to have that role and stick around for a long time, is Charlie Batch in Pittsburgh. Charlie Batch was a long time. He actually had back-to-back winning seasons. Did you know that? With the Lions when he was the starting quarterback. Then yeah. The next year he went 0-12. The Lions went 0-12, and that was the end of his reign as starting quarterback.
Yeah, and he wasn't a long-time starter.
No.
You know, he wasn't like Cam or anything.
No.
Started for a few years.
But I'm just saying, he wound up being a long-time backup. Right. And we've seen Josh McCown, Chris, 19 years. There's a lot of guys who have been able to stick around in the NFL who really weren't that great. And you're right. I mean, most of them don't have an MVP. And this is all about him. If he's willing to accept that he's a backup, because the idea is, I might just need you for 2 or 3 games if my guy gets hurt to keep us afloat. And if you can do that, that's fine. But you're not going to be the starter. And that's really what it all comes down to, is about not being
if you've accepted that.
No, and if he says I can't accept that, then you can't have him. Because that's the issue.
Look,
that's all I'm saying about. Yeah.
Yeah, there are brothers getting backup roles. Now, Jacoby Brissett has been a backup. Josh Johnson, remember you saw him go in and was it San Francisco this year? Went in briefly.
Who's the other one with San Francisco?
He's been a backup pretty much his whole career, and he's 36 years old. So there's some guys out there. Tyler Huntley, Pro Bowler.
Okay. But I know you're not saying
he is actually a Pro Bowler, I mean, but he's a backup. You know, so I don't want to say it's a racial thing.
No, I'm just talking about a long time. Right.
I think what it is, Rob, is you hit on the head, is willing to accept it. And part of, in my opinion, Rob, part of accepting it is not really drawing attention to yourself. I'm not saying you have to, you know, run from the spotlight, but and this is, he's trying to get a job, so I get it. But I'm just saying, you the backup quarterback doesn't need to be all out on social media doing a lot of things that bring attention to him. And, you know, he's in the news and his teammates are being asked about something he said or did. And that part of accepting it is not being out there. And look, Cam is a colorful, charismatic personality. And that's great. And I think that'll benefit him when he really does want to move on, if he wants to move on to broadcasting or something like that, if he ever wants to. But I don't need that from my backup quarterback. I mean, I'm thinking of the backup quarterbacks in the league, Rob. Usually you're not thinking about them at all until the starter gets hurt.
No, I mean, that in a perfect world, that's what you'd rather have, you know, but you as a team, you're only as good as your backup quarterback, because if your guy goes down,
well,
it's important.
That's overstated.
No, it's important to have somebody
it's
who can
nice,
come in.
But, you know.
No, it's important.
Most quarterbacks don't. I mean, quarterbacks generally play 15, 16, 17
Yeah,
games.
But there's injuries sometimes,
of
and
you might miss
a few games.
You're only as good as your backup
quarterback. No, because if you lose your quarterback, for the most part, your season's over.
How good was Chad Henne?
I don't know. I remember him as a
He's so-so. The Chiefs are excellent regardless of his ability. I mean, he was their backup last year. He came in, gave him a nice, you know, couple quarters.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about. I'm talking about losing somebody for somebody.
If my backup ain't really good, I'm not going to be a good team.
No, I'm saying if your guy gets hurt, you got to have somebody who at least could hold it together for 3 or 4 games. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm just saying the way you said it was.
Yeah,
that's you're only as good as your backup quarterback.
Of course, a quarterback is the main thing. I'm talking about if your main guy goes down.
Of course, if a guy
You need somebody who can hold it together for 3 or 4 weeks. It can't be a guy who's no good. I mean, just to have just hold a clipboard and you can't play.
Well, no,
I'm talking
anybody
about.
Anybody in the NFL's got to have some talent.
Yeah, but there's
a
degree.
Giving away jobs.
Yeah, there's a degree. There's a lot of bad. There's a lot of bad quarterbacks in the NFL. Starters.
But most backups, if they have to play the majority of the season, you're in trouble.
Of course, not the majority, but it could be a 3-4 game.
I just have an issue with your wording. You're only as good as your backup quarterback. That's not true.
Okay, in your opinion.
877-99.
How about that, in your opinion?
How about factually?
No, there's no such thing.
Okay,
it's your opinion.
Apparently Chad Henne is awesome.
It's your opinion.
Apparently Chad Henne is awesome.
Just remember this.
The Chiefs just
remember
won
this.
The Super Bowl.
Remember when you say something and I'm going to say,
everything.
In your opinion. Oh, yeah, that's not factual.
877-99 on Fox.
As if you're the expert on NFL backup quarterbacks, please.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's move to the NBA. As you said, Rob, Kyrie Irving last night after they lost. They were up on Memphis, you know, I think double figures going into the fourth quarter and still lost that game.
That was a bad
game.
Yeah,
they got drubbed in the fourth quarter. But anyway, afterwards, Kyrie Irving addressed the Ja Morant. Now, Rob, Ja Morant was at that game. And one thing I liked, he was on the bench. I don't know if you saw any of it. But I like that his body language, he was celebrating. You know, he was like, it looked like he was being himself.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. Right. Engaged. Like, right. You don't want him coming back being hesitant, apprehensive.
Mopey.
Can I be, you know, do I have to really, you know, go within myself now? You want him to just be able to play free. And it looked like he might be able to do that. And if that's the case, they could really do some damage in the postseason. But anyway, Kyrie, of course, asked about Ja's situation. And here's what he said, Rob. I believe any hardship in life builds character. When you're dealing with particular hardships in the public eye, especially with the media being attracted to just keeping up with what we're doing or what's the next kind of grab or story, I don't want to assume anything by every media member. But that's just the way it seems for me and my perspective, which is there was an overload of judgment on Ja. There was an overload of judgment on what I had going on. Of course, he's talking about the whole anti-Semitic situation. And there's usually an overload of judgment from the public court of opinion. So, Rob, your thoughts on Kyrie's comments?
Kyrie, you're a public figure. It kind of goes with the job. I mean, Chris, everybody, they want it two different ways. You want to be a private person, but you want to have social media and tell people to buy your sneakers. And it just doesn't buy tickets to come out, buy my jersey, but I'm private.
Doing movies.
Right, but I'm private. Come on. And the other thing, too, Chris.
Well, and Rob, in fairness, and I know you agree with this, it's not like people are just digging for your personal life. I mean, these are things. Ja posted this.
Thank you.
On his Instagram.
This wasn't unearthed in a bottom drawer, Chris, in his attic where somebody went in his house and dug up something. He did it. He did it. Yep. And Kyrie's thing was on his social media.
Right.
And
what,
somebody didn't find a piece of paper or bug his basement
following
where he was
to the
hanging out. Exactly.
Whatever.
Like, come on, man. I get it. But this is what you sign up for. Not just, you talk about it all the time. Not just athletes, politicians, police commissioners, mayors, anybody in the if you have a public job, Chris Broussard, Skip Bayless, yep. Shannon Sharp, Rob Parker, if you have a public job, people are going to respond to you that way. Sorry.
No,
that's what we sign
right.
up for. So, I don't think his comments were, like, outrageous or anything, but I think sometimes it's just too easy to always act like, the media is doing something. Right. You can't always have that. Ja did that. He turned on Instagram Live for everybody to see. He did it.
Yeah. And
did
Rob,
anybody
look,
push back? And I didn't see where was it in the press conference? Because, sometimes you just get a clip.
I don't think there was. I watched most of it, and I don't think there was pushback.
But just to say, Chris, like when he said that, I would have said, well, didn't he broadcast right. that live on IG? What does that have to do with the media? Or are we supposed to ignore that?
Well, to your point, Rob, it almost, and most of what Kyrie said was fine.
That's what I said.
What I disagree with is his usage of the phrase overload of judgment. And Rob, it kind of felt like to me, like Kyrie's not really, and this is fine, but you should, when you comment, you should, you need to know what's going on. It almost came out to me, Rob, like Kyrie really wasn't following the media coverage of Ja. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think Ja got an overload of judgment. Like, I think it was very balanced. I think it was very compassionate, right? I mean, people weren't it. Rob, Allen Iverson got more negative judgment for wearing a do-rag early in his career. Remember that? Rookie of the year. He wears a do-rag to the awards or having tattoos at that time. Like, I mean, Kyrie got more judgment for what he did a couple of months ago than Ja. Kyrie had to pay $500,000 to anti-violent charities or causes. He had to meet with Jewish leaders. He had to go to sensitivity training. Did Ja Morant have to sit down and learn about the terrible things that gun violence is wreaking in America, particularly in the Black community? Did he have to meet with parents of children who've been shot, maybe even in stray bullets, by, with gun violence? And they didn't make him do any of that. And even though his suspension was 8 games and Kyrie's was 5, Rob, it felt like to me Kyrie's was longer because Ja's suspension was retroactive.
Well, but the other thing,
he had missed like 6 games by when they announced, or 5 or 6 games when they announced the suspension. So it was like he's already was going to be out.
And I think the difference between Ja and Kyrie is Ja immediately accepted responsibility. And I think that's just, that gets the ball rolling for people. Like, And I think Kyrie, Chris, we talked about it. If you were going to apologize, he could have done it way earlier. He could have done it in the very beginning. And he wouldn't have had any of that stuff. I don't believe you would have been
that
suspended,
is true.
Chris.
I agree with you.
Would you agree with
I
me?
Yeah.
If that day,
I think we
when,
said
they,
it at
when they asked him, he said, well, of course, I know the Holocaust happened and people were killed and I'm not endorsing it and I took it down and I made a mistake. And if I offended people, I didn't mean to do so. It would have been that. That was what people were looking for.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Yep. I agree. And for those out there, you know, remember, Kyrie himself, because, you know, a lot of brothers, oh, he had to apologize for that. Kyrie himself said there were things in that documentary, Hebrews to Negroes, that he did not agree with.
Right.
Those are the things he was asked
about.
To apologize about. And those are the things he ultimately did apologize about. Nobody was asking him to apologize for saying there were African-American or African Jews.
Exactly. That wasn't the issue. That wasn't the issue. Right.
Right. So, yeah, I don't think Ja, do you think Ja got like an overload of
no
judgment and criticism?
I don't, because there was more stuff out there about him, Chris.
Right.
That nobody talked about. That really was like it was under the surface, but nobody was ripping him. Nobody was talking about that stuff. And then all these things came out.
Some people have wondered, oh, 2 weeks away or whatever he was from the team, is that really going to be enough? Look, if he's really got an alcohol problem, that's obviously not enough. But he might just be a guy that drinks to party. And I think, Rob, that's why a lot of people let it go. Like, maybe his family, the Grizzlies, because they're like, oh, he likes to drink. He likes to party. But look at, he's great on the court. It hadn't hurt him. He's normal, you know, all that. But if he doesn't, if that's the case, I think this could be enough and it could be a wake-up call for him. And, Rob, like I've said a few times now, it don't take rehab to stop playing with guns.
Yep.
It don't and post it on social media. It don't take rehab to not jump, at least allegedly, jump a 17-year-old at your house.
Exactly.
And you and your boy be.
But you know what? That was the one thing that I thought was missing in the and I know we're gonna 877-99 on Fox. The Jalen, that he didn't even address alcohol being involved. Like I would have asked that question. Like,
I mean, he posted again, social media, Rob. Ja posted it all over social media.
Right.
Him drinking and stuff.
Do you know what I'm saying, Chris? I would have asked that. Yeah. Was alcohol involved in you going live? Like, was your judgment lapsed? I mean, I think that's a fair question.
What
don't
are you,
you
in rehab for?
Right.
Are you there for alcohol? Are you there for drugs? Or what?
I would have asked that question. I think that question needed to be asked. And for him, he could just say he doesn't want to answer it or whatever, but it needs to be asked, and it wasn't.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And Rob, Japan up 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. And I told you, their pitching has been fantastic during this tournament. And so far, it has baffled America. We got the one home run, but that is it. Nothing else doing. And Japan up right now by 2 runs.
Right. 2 outs. Mookie Betts is on first. 3-1, fifth. Yep. So, you're right. They've been stymied. And, you know, we talked about Trey Turner's like batting last in that lineup. He's the one with the home run.
Yeah.
It's an all-star team full of players for the U.S. So 3-1, game's not over.
I kind of like to see a series.
Oh, no. Because
baseball's so hard.
Right.
But
I
know
they just can't do it with
three games.
Yeah. That ain't going to happen. One game, championship.
Three.
Right. No, but that baseball by the nature, Chris.
Right.
Rob G has a question about, is this about the WBC?
Yes, it is. And it's actually a bigger picture question. Maybe it's a topic for tomorrow because we don't have time
today.
There's
another base hit. All right.
But let's say we lose, right? USA loses.
Okay.
Right.
And this is supposed to be America's pastime.
Yes. Does it hurt the double day?
Does it hurt the same way that if Team USA basketball loses in the Olympics?
No. No. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you, Chris. I don't think
this is supposed to be our thing, right?
I have a view, right. My opinion, Rob, is even though America's obviously, you know, this has been our pastime, I mean, maybe it's just because we didn't have international play, right, historically. But we dominated basketball so much. I mean, we sent our freaking college kids and still ran through the competition. That's the issue. And Rob, when did they start playing international baseball? You know, games, like competing against. I mean, it wasn't an Olympic sport for a while, right?
Right. No, I don't know. I mean, it's still new. Right.
So I think that's what it boils down to. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Even though baseball is our game, they've played it a long time in Japan. They've played it. You know what I mean? Maybe we haven't played them. But we just brought up the thing of when we grew up, Chris, watching. I was watching in the 70s or whatever, mid to late 70s, the Little League World Series. They were good. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't just start playing last week.
No, they can play. And I stand corrected, I guess. It says.
When did they start?
I looked it up. Baseball became a summer Olympic sport in 1904.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I just.
1904?
Yeah. I don't remember any real international.
Then it must have stopped for a long time. They haven't played, right?
I'll look it up.
I mean, where they started, but I don't think that it's been playing since then.
Yeah, the bottom line, Rob, is I just don't think, you know, like I said, we've dominated basketball in a way that we haven't even dominated baseball, I don't think. And again, maybe it's because we just haven't played a lot of international competition, but, you know, That's what I think it is.
See, so, I expected that from the MLB bro and the host of the Inside the Parker podcast, which drops every week. Shameless plug. But
know,
to hear that from Chris
Broussard,
to be such a company man for Team USA Baseball, I'm shocked.
It's not a company man. Yeah, it's so just I mean, honestly, do you like if this was a basketball game?
But if Japan
and
beats
we
us tonight,
LeBron and Steph out there, and we're about to lose, I would be like irate, but I would be shocked. Like this, I'm not shocked by this.
Why not? You just said
Japan is dope.
No, you just said 5 minutes ago, this is an all-star team that we have out there.
We haven't historically dominated baseball.
Rob, is this not what 90% basketball of the best players
yes,
in America?
Not all of them, but 90.
Yeah. And we could lose to Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, but now Japan is but you could say one of the two or three best players is from Japan.
But the best players in U.S. is Mike Trout.
We don't
right?
know that's that. We said. Don't know that because they don't play each other.
I've been told
Japan
that Mike Trout's
wipes
the best
us out
player.
At the younger ages.
Yeah.
They wipe us out at the younger
I'm
ages.
Not saying,
why would we think they're not at least as good as
right.
us?
And Rob G, you've seen the Little League World Series where we got demolished. I know you're not.
Yeah. No, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
we've
of course.
Gotten demolished by them. I mean,
so then we can't call it
America's pastime.
Here
anymore.
It is. Yeah, we can because we created the sport.
Yeah.
We don't have to be the best
Canada's
at it.
Canada's pastime is the NBA then, is basketball.
You know it was invented
How?
There, right?
By a Canadian,
How's
right?
Canada's?
In Canada.
Nah.
See?
It was.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying, no. Because he wasn't in Canada when he created it. Wasn't he in Kansas, Naismith?
But he's Canadian, ain't he?
He's Canadian, but yeah. He was in Kansas, if I remember correctly.
Him and Dorothy
baseball,
and Toto.
Baseball was held as an exhibition or demonstration sport at 7 Olympic Games before joining the program as an official medal sport. So 1900, 1912, 1936, 56, 64, 84, 88. That's when it was like an exhibition. It became an official sport, apparently. Yeah, officially added 1992.
That's what I'm going to say. It's recent. Okay.
Yeah. So it's so recent. That's why. That's the answer to your little he tried to trick us, Rob, but
all right.
You know, he tried to get
I'm just
split.
So American right now, Chris. I can
I
help
got it.
It.
Yeah, all right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.